From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe's migrant crisis continues. Monday, trainloads of people arrived in Austria and Germany from Hungary, many fleeing Syria's civil war. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says there is agreement. The burden on Italy of waves of migrants reaching southern Europe must be reduced. She called on other countries to do more. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other European nation, but Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, among others, have blocked a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of migrants. Austria Monday blocked a Munich-bound train at the Hungarian border as authorities searched for human traffickers and questioned whether hundreds of migrants had proper credentials to continue their journey into the European heartland. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar Monday accused government forces of repeatedly breaking the ceasefire that was part of a peace agreement signed by the government last week.
We have concerns that the ceasefire is not holding. And this is because the government is unable to control its own troops. First, the ground troops have been continuing fighting, particularly in Unity State.
The rebel leader warned if the fighting persists, the peace deal with the government will not be implementable. The ceasefire was to go into full effect Monday, Saturday at midnight. South Sudanese officials, meanwhile, blame rebels for new attacks, citing an ambush that killed at least two soldiers and a separate attack involving the shelling of government positions. The United Nations has threatened sanctions against those who violate the South Sudan Pact. This is VOA News. Monday, the White House said U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice repeatedly asked leaders in Pakistan to do more to confront extremist groups. Rice met Sunday in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the country's army chief to discuss operations against the Haqqani network. According to a senior U.S. official, Rice told Pakistani leaders attacks in Afghanistan by forces based in Pakistan are absolutely unacceptable. Mark Toner's a U.S. spokesman.
It's a very dynamic region, we all know that, and we continue to consult with Pakistan and its neighbors to assess the challenges of the threat environment and what responses need to be made.
The subject is expected to be on the agenda when Pakistan's Prime Minister Sharif visits the White House in October. The World Health Organization Monday said Ebola experts are in Sierra Leone's Cambia district investigating the latest case that emerged less than a week after the West African country was to have begun a 42-day period before being declared Ebola-free. Sida Yaya Tunis is head of communications for the National Ebola Response Center.
Communities must remain vigilant if we are to entirely win this fight. And this is a classic example of how things can go wrong if we tend to move away from doing the right things.
Experts are looking for the source of transmission and contacts traced after a 67-year-old woman died of the deadly virus. The African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, said Tuesday its forces remain in control of a base in the country's lower Shabelle region after an attack by al-Shabaab militants. Residents said the militants entered the base in the town of Janali, south of Mogadishu, early Tuesday. There's been no immediate confirmation of casualties. Meanwhile, the UN warns the number of Somalis suffering from lack of food has spiked in the last 6 months. President Obama says it will take the Iranian economy until the year 2022 to get back to its pre-sanctions level after the recently negotiated nuclear deal comes into force. Mr. Obama said in an interview with the Jewish newspaper Forward, published on Monday, that Tehran is going to have to use the $50 billion in unfrozen assets just to prop up its badly sagging economy. Opponents to the nuclear deal with Iran, including Israel, say Tehran will immediately use the funds to bolster its military and support terror groups. The troubled Chinese economy got more bad news Tuesday with the release of a manufacturing index that showed further weakness in the world's second biggest economy. The Purchasing Managers Index fell in August to 49.7, down from 50 in July. Tuesday marks the 11th anniversary of an attack by Islamist militants on a school in Russia's North Caucasus region that killed more than 340. Three-day siege and massacre in Beslan, a town in North Ossetia, one of the bloodiest terror acts ever in Russia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.